Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many people are now reflecting on their own thoughts about racism in America, as well as those around them. YR Media's Ariana Giles is a college student in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she's been frustrated but also encouraged that we may be at a turning point in our country.
I grew up in St. Paul, and as an African American, I know there's racism here, but I rarely see it on display. In Minneapolis, where George Floyd died, most of the people I've met here are super liberal and white people who care. The murder happening in this neighborhood makes me question the Minnesota I know. The image of Derek Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck keeps replaying in my head. To me, it represents a metaphor for the experiences that African Americans face daily. Some days I feel like I can't breathe because it's hard for Black people in this country to catch a break. From racism, police brutality, and COVID-19, I don't understand why just our existence often seems threatening. Since Floyd's death, I've felt anxious and exhausted. I've had to take a break. It's too much pressure to deal with my emotions while social media is flooded with opinions from so many people. At 22 years old, I know that to see real change in this country, we need all people that don't look like me to stand up. The response to Floyd's death feels more inclusive, but it's deeper than just showing up to protest with your Black Lives Matter sign. What will life look like when the protests end and the hashtags disappear? Will you still be our voice to challenge injustice? Will you urge officers to abide by their oaths and finally protect people that look like me? These last few weeks have left me questioning my four white roommates. Since the incident, I haven't heard a word from them. It's confusing that they can attend rallies and stand up for Black lives, but can't check on the one Black person they share a house with. I understand it makes for uncomfortable conversations, but it is time. If we don't start this dialogue, we'll continue with a generation of police officers like Chauvin or the many Amy Coopers of our society who don't understand why reporting fake crimes against Black people can be deadly. I have hope we might be at a crossroads for change. So I'm committed to talking to my white friends, peers, and now my roommates about how we can create a better understanding of one another and bridge the gap. In return, all I ask is that white people engage themselves in conversation, be open-minded to hearing experiences they've never had before, and not ignore the signs of racism just because it's easier at the moment. Ultimately, I can only hope for a society that treats me like my life matters.
That was Ariana Giles in St. Paul, Minnesota. Her essay was produced by YR Media, a national network of diverse young journalists and artists based in Oakland, California.